everyone, and I mean everyone, has that one particular piece of clothing that you like to throw on when you're cold. Now, guys, I know it doesn't sound very, I don't know, manly to say, I'm going to put on my favorite flannel shirt or my favorite sweater. But the truth is we all have things that we just feel most comfortable in. And guess what? That's kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Ekman, David Alliance. It is a Monday morning. I've been listening to a lot of you chatter, getting back to me, regarding my thoughts of going to a online video podcast and then breaking the audio down into 5 segments for Monday through Friday. And it's been a very positive response. So starting next week, I plan on doing just that. I will be doing a 1 30-35 minute hour podcast, and then I will take that audio, I will break it down so you can watch the video right up front, or you can listen to the audio podcast bit by bit during the week. So hang in there. That's going to be the format next week. So again, another reason to subscribe to our David Alliance YouTube channel and our Instagram and Twitter and all that other stuff. Anyway, hey, I want to read to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and verses 14. So let's jump into it. Therefore, what does therefore mean? It's talking about back in verse 8, where Paul tells us to put off the sin nature, as if it's clothing. Take off the sin nature. And in verse 14, he says, but in all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. It's in a sense, Paul is giving us kind of a how to dress option here. I don't know if you are a fan of any shows where they do makeovers, where maybe it's a car or a house, or maybe it's just the person. They cut their hair, they do makeup, clothes, whatever it is. But we all can relate to a good outfit. We can all relate to having something on that we feel like we look good in. We put it on and we're like, yeah, I look good. I like this. Now, sometimes we might like something just because it's comfortable. I've got a couple pairs of jeans that literally are like 15 years old. They're Lee's jeans. They've worn like steel. They're my favorite jeans. And I tell myself all the time, I would have bought 20 pair had I known I was going to love these jeans so much. But we all have those things that we put on that we like. And not to mention, there are some things we put on that almost change our behavior. Maybe you remember as a kid putting on a certain jersey and it made you feel a certain way. I remember I was in sixth grade and my sister, who's older than me, was dating a kid in high school, and he had a football jersey and she would wear it. And so that meant I would wear it because I'd take it from her room. And there was something about being a sixth grade kid wearing this high school football jersey. It changed who I was in a sense. Paul is saying in these verses, put on therefore Christ. And that word there in the Greek is enduo, which literally means sink into it. Now, if you're in Minnesota like me, there are many winter nights where you're cold. But most of us Minnesotans, when we're cold at the house, we don't go and put on more and more and more clothes. Typically, we start a fire, we grab a big, huge blanket, something that we can sink into next to the fireplace, and warm ourselves up that way. And in fact, if you got a wife or a girlfriend, you know what I'm talking about. But that's what this word means. It means when you change, when you put on the things of Christ, it means you're literally sinking into it. It's not something that you do to be a Christian. It's something that you sink into. Paul goes on to say that you renew your mind. And that word there means how you see yourself. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a conqueror, as a ruler, as an authority in the spiritual realm? You know, years ago, I pulled into a gas station way up north in Minnesota, small little town, didn't know anybody. But as I pulled in, I was getting out of my work truck, and the car right next to me had a girl sitting in there. She's probably about 27, 28. And I looked at her, and I saw her wearing an outfit. Are you ready? Of shame. Now, what I mean by that is she spiritually had this outfit of shame on. She was dressed in shame. I don't know what else to tell you. I just saw her. And sure, she had jeans on and a t-shirt. And there was a small baby in the back. But she had shame on. Then I saw her husband come out the front door of the gas station. And he was dressed in hopelessness. I thought, what's going on here? He comes around to his side of the car, and I'm trying to talk to him. He's getting into the car. They're in their, you know, late 20s, and they probably think I'm weird. It's a small town. They don't know me, and they're from that town. So it's kind of like, get away, weirdo. But I stopped him. I said, hey, hold on. And I looked through his car window at her, and I said, you're dressed in shame. And I looked at him. I said, you're dressed in hopelessness. Long story short, he was a youth pastor in the community, was caught with porn on his computer, and they immediately fired him and told him to leave, to get out of the church, get out of the town. So I had an opportunity to minister to him. But the point is this, many of us walk around and we're dressed in shame. We're dressed in hopelessness. We're dressed in fear. We're dressed in poor thoughts of our character, integrity, or whatever it is. But we think that, hey, you know, I can't be the man of God or the woman of God I'm called to be because of who I see myself as. But when you are renewed, when you renew your mind in Christ, you begin to see yourself as who you are. The verse just before the one I quoted says that we are set apart and holy. We are set apart. If I asked you privately, do you feel like you're meant for something great, for something different? Do you feel like you're meant for something amazing? Like, you may not admit it to people, but deep down inside, you feel like there's something special about me. There's something just different about me. I wish I could put my finger on it, but I feel like I'm meant for greatness. That's holiness in you. Your spiritual DNA realizes that you were set apart. You were holy. There's something different about you because you're called to follow Christ, but you may not see that until you renew your mind. Verse 16 in Colossians 3 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. That means like when you touch something, it's just, it oozes out. Like you have a sponge soaked in water and you barely touch it and water oozes out. So you renew your mind by the word of God continually dwelling in you, until all of a sudden the word of God clarifies and clears and gives you the vision of who you are. That yes, you feel like you're set apart, but now you see yourself set apart as a man or woman of God. And you begin to act accordingly. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.